Well, a local grocery store is really part of the backbone of a small community, and it's getting more difficult as a lot of the grocery stores can't seem to make it to go in a small town like we've seen in some of the area communities. So they have to step out and try to figure out how to make this work. And the folks in the Danish villages of Elkhorn and Kimbleton are working on a project like that right now. We're going to talk this morning with Claire Chapman, who's involved with the Danish Villages Improvement Organization. They have a meeting coming up tonight. They're hoping a whole bunch of folks from the community will come out and learn more about one of the options that might be afforded to them. Claire, good morning.
Good morning, Jim. How are you?
Well, I'm good. It's tough to survive in a small community when you have to travel distance. Not everybody is as mobile as everybody else when it comes to getting groceries.
Absolutely. Couldn't agree more.
Yeah. How long has this project been discussed, or this issue been discussed in the Danish villages?
Yeah, so we did a community survey quite a few months ago and just asked our little community what else would they like to see. You know, we have a beautiful library, beautiful parks, a swimming pool, but what else could we add that would add to the life of folks that live here? And one of the top items was more access to groceries, and not just things you find at perhaps a gas station, but fresh produce, meat, all those staple items that we all get every time we go. So that's really where we're trying to focus some of our efforts here coming up.
Absolutely. Well, you know, we want young people in our communities, but the reality is in a lot of the smaller communities like this, the population tends toward the older folks, and we're not all as mobile as we'd like to be.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, we have a great growing community, I would say. And so figuring out how do we attract more younger folks that can help keep these small towns alive is also a top priority for us.
Yeah, well, absolutely. And access to important things like this is a big part of that. And, you know, there are different ways to go about doing this. And you've got a presentation coming up now tonight for folks to come out and enjoy and have an opportunity to learn more about. Talk about what folks will see tonight.
Yes, so we have invited Theo Ramsey of Ramsey's Market. It's also called Fresh Out of the Box, this grocery solution that he and his wife have thought up. Lots of small communities here in Iowa are starting to look at this. And what it is it's essentially a refrigerated truck system where someone can order their groceries online from Theo's. And then the groceries are delivered within 24 hours to the refrigerated system. The customer comes and puts in a code, and it will unlock the refrigerated container that it's in, and they pull their groceries out. It is so simple and easy for everyone to use.
Is it kind of like a next-day drop-off type system?
Yep, so they guarantee delivery 7 days a week. They do have a deadline. You have to put it in the day before. But again, it's not like it's only a few days a week or at a set time. It's really set up to be convenient for that person to come and get the groceries on you know, their schedule.
Mm-hmm. Talk a little bit about this system. You've done some research on this. Are there other communities that are doing this?
Yeah, good question. So, you know, Shelby has one of these systems in place, and so does Walnut. So I would encourage people to go look at theirs as you're passing through town. I was picturing a large, like, semi-truck, and it's not that at all. It's a very small system. It just needs electricity to it, and it can fit, honestly, about anywhere that you have a little bit of space in your community.
Mm-hmm. And have you talked with some folks in those communities that that do this type of thing? That what's their feedback?
Yeah, it sounds like again, once you learn the online ordering system, it's again very easy passing through town if you live in the country or something like that to just stop and pick up your groceries. The other cool thing is they actually have hardware items too. So if there's a few things you need for a project and you don't have time to go somewhere else and get those, you can add those to your order as well. So I think more and more of us, especially with the pandemic, are used to ordering online, whether that be Amazon or other companies. And so this is just a similar way to do that and get your groceries this way right to your own community without having to drive somewhere.
Yeah, COVID really changed the game, didn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. And I think it kind of accelerated some of these solutions, too, for small communities. You know, I think groceries is kind of a special shopping item because you need refrigeration or perhaps freezer. And so you can't just have them delivered to your house like you can other items.
No. Well, you know, you think about certain things that we pick up at the grocery store, too. You know, ice cream just immediately comes to mind when you talk about distance that folks need to travel to go pick up groceries. There's a limit to what you can do unless you want to have a refrigerated cooler in the back seat.
Absolutely. Yes. Agreed.
So, you know, you do have those certain limitations. We know there are some stores around. But we've seen some of the other stores, some of the larger store chains that have really, they've had online ordering and stuff like that for a few years. But it really kicked up during the pandemic. And I think it really opened people's eyes to some of the other options that are out there. That's probably making this all so much easier.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, Hy-Vee and Atlantic, they can do delivery to the Elkhorn area. But there is a fee associated with that, like every single time. And I don't know if people think about, you know, to drive to Atlantic from our community or Audubon or Harlan. By the time you drive there and drive back, if you take the IRS mileage multiplier, I mean, you're looking at, I believe when one of our board members did it for some of the research, you know, you're looking at about $15 round trip. So if you think of that, and maybe some of the simple fees you'd pay with this new system we're looking at, it's really negligent and you don't even have to leave and go pick anything up.
Yeah. Well, and you've had local grocery stores in the community, but, you know, it's difficult in a small town like that.
Yeah, absolutely. And we're small, right? So we're talking like 500 people in each community. And that's really tough as a business owner, if they own a grocery store here in town, to make that a go of it. So I get the fact that we're not probably ever going to have our own grocery store in town here in the future. And so honestly, this was the best solution. We came up with a lot of ideas, but this ultimately we thought would perhaps be the best fit for the community. And that's honestly why we're encouraging. We want to get as many community members as we can to come out tonight. Bring your kiddos, bring your family, and just hear about this option. And we would love to get feedback and see if it'll work for us.
Yeah, this meeting will be at 7 o'clock coming up tonight, Wednesday, August 18th. It'll be held at the Kimbleton Town Hall, and you'll have an opportunity for folks to hear directly from the Ramsey family who owns and operates this system, and you'll be able to, I suppose, facilitate questions back and forth and be able to start a discussion, a dialogue. What do you expect to come out of the meeting tonight?
I think mainly just hearing, you know, people's thoughts about this solution. Obviously, we have to have buy-in from the community. Is this a good fit? Would you use this service? What are some of the things that maybe would make you not use the service, right? So we can really help make this successful if it is something that turns out to be a good option for us. We will have some investment needed from the community for the startup cost to get this going. There's lots of grants out there for rural areas. We have a few team members that are really good at grants. And so it's not like this will be something out of the city budget or anything like that. The other communities that have added this fresh out of the box locker system have done it in a variety of ways. Some have used some of their city budget, some have used grants, and some have done community fundraising. So we're also thinking about that. I know that'll probably be a big question from our community is, gosh, how will we fund this if it is something we move forward with? And so getting some ideas there to see what people are open to would be another goal from it.
Sure. The Ramsey family operates a few grocery stores in some smaller communities around the area. The fact that they own and operate and work in small towns and have an understanding of what the small town needs are, is that making that kind of attractive to you?
Absolutely. I think that's a huge selling point of partnering with them. They understand our needs. They're not some big corporate giant that's, you know, out of a big metro area. They kind of get what we're up against. And I think that's a perfect fit for us. It's also like, who doesn't want to support an area, Iowa business that's solving these problems we're having right now in our rural communities? They're helping keep these rural communities alive, attracting new people, all those things that we know can be a challenge for rural Iowa.
Yeah, and not saying this will eliminate those trips to the communities, the Harlans, the Audubons, the Atlantics, for folks who want to make the trip, but it just gives some other options.
Yeah, and as a working mother of two kids myself, I work in Omaha, and so I have an hour commute each way. And stopping and getting groceries at the end of the day, oh my gosh, it's always a hectic race to figure out how to fit it all in. I know others are in the same boat as me. So to be able to essentially have a favorite set list on an online ordering system, push the button, get my groceries delivered the next day, wow, that would cut out a lot of that extra running around for me.
Yeah.
Of course, also to, you know, support the grocery stores in Atlantic and Audubon and Harlan here and there. But this just adds another convenience factor for me that fits right into my life. So I know a lot of community members have echoed the same thing.
Yeah. Well, options are always good. Options are always a good thing. Very good. All right. So again, that meeting coming up tonight, and that'll be at the Kimbleton Town Hall, 7 p.m. Folks don't need to bring anything with them except to whatever questions they might have, right?
Yes, absolutely. And again, children are welcome. We also, again, this is through the Danish Villages Improvement Organization. And really, we're concerned with how do we help our community grow, attract visitors? How do we help our small businesses in the Kimbleton Elkhorn area? And we're always looking for more folks that want to join us and help with those community projects, too. So come on out.
Very good. The net is wide. We cast it wide. Very good. All right. Well, Claire, thank you so much. We hope you have a great meeting and a great discussion tonight.
Thanks, Jim. See ya.